It's Friday, the 26th of September, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I am sad today. I really am, because there has this week been a major update to the Audio Boo app. And in fact, Audio Boo no longer exists. They are now called Audio Boom. And in light of that, a whole new app has been released, at least as far as the iOS users are concerned. And I have heard many mutterings from Android users who are saying, we haven't got it yet. It's a nightmare. And I've been trying to sort of stay out of the whole discussion, because as it's always the case that something changes and people get upset that things have changed. And I tend to think, okay, right, well, it's changed. Let's give it a go. Let's see how it works. And then let's make a considered opinion as to what we think of the whole thing. And having now tried to use the Audio Boom app for a while, I'm ready to publish my thoughts. Whether any of you will actually hear this or not is an entirely different matter, because I've discovered today that one of the things that is currently broken, and it's not clear yet whether it's intentionally been removed or if it has just accidentally broken, but it seems that the RSS feed for followed posts now just doesn't work. It's a completely blank feed. And I know a number of us in the community don't tend to listen to followed posts in the Audio Boo app. We tend to go out to a separate podcatcher. You know, for me, it's Downcast, but I know other people use other stuff. And we tend to download stuff there because that gives us functionality that's not available in the Audio Boo app itself. So I have never considered myself really a huge user of the Audio Boo app, because I go into it, I record a boo, I upload a boo, and then I go back to Downcast and I carry on listening. When they brought in the ability to comment on boos, I started using it a little bit more, because I would listen to a boo in Downcast and then come and find it in the Audio Boo app to add a comment to it. It made it a bit easier than going onto the website to add a comment. But now that the followed posts feed seems to be broken, I have today had to come into the Audio Boo app to try and listen to the people I follow, to the people I've said I want to listen to everything they record. And oh my, that has been a painful experience. For a start, actually finding the link to the My Followed Posts section in the new Audio Boom app is extremely difficult. You have to go into the menu, you have to find My Account. If you scroll down enough, you get Followed Posts, and then you see a list of the posts that you're following. Now, what would be really nice is if you could start playing it and they would play in consecutive order. That doesn't happen. You can start playing one and it'll go on to another one, but it seems to be randomly selected. And then at some point you'll get something interjecting that isn't even in your followed posts. So I've had about three goes this morning to try and listen to all the posts I don't think I've heard yet. And I can't leave it running. I have to keep an eye on it and I have to track where it's going to, because it doesn't play in consecutive order, which, quite frankly, Audio Boo, is why we're all using Downcast. It is clear from the update that Audio Boom is going far more commercial. Obviously, the thing that hits you when you go into the app now is the commercial content, and we want to feed you stuff in relation to your interests. Okay, in a way, I get it. I get that Audio Boo has to make money. I get that, you know, running an audio community hasn't been making them the money they need, and they have to do something. I get that. I understand that. That's not what I want from a community audio app. I don't know how somebody makes a community audio app and then makes money at it. I don't know what the answer is. But the answer is not to throw commercial content at us, the community, because we're just not going to listen to it, and we're just going to get peeved when it appears in our feeds. What I use Audio Boo for, and I'm still calling it Audio Boo because I think that's a much better name and it fits much more with how I use it. I use it as an easy audio recording system. It is the easiest form of blogging I know. Even when I can't sit down in front of a computer and type, I can get my phone out, I can press three buttons, and I can be talking to my audience, my friends, my community. And it is that easy, and it will record and it will publish and it will send a tweet out and a Facebook out. It'll give me something that I can embed on my blog if I want to. There's a nice widget that you can embed on your blog that lists out your previous posts. So on my blog at the moment, I've got a whole page dedicated to audio that I produce. And now there's my two feeds in there, this feed and my Geek Mummy feed. All my posts are there. That's what I want. I want to be able to follow people. I want to be able to listen to their posts. And I, for the first time ever, am seriously considering other alternatives. Now, what are the alternatives? That's the question. I know there was a big thing about VoicePo a while ago, and I have actually been looking at VoicePo this morning as a serious contender. I don't think it does quite as much as Audioboo does in terms of feeds for followed bows and widgets to embed your bows into your website and that sort of thing. So at the moment, I feel slightly lost. I feel that Audioboo is going very commercial. I think there's probably a place in the market for yet another sort of radio kind of app, whether it's as unique a selling point as community audio with Audioboo was, I don't know. I don't know, but I do know I won't be using it myself. That's not what I want. What I want from audio is to follow my friends and interact with my friends. If I can't do that with Audioboo, I need to find something else to do that with. So to my friends and my community out there, what are you guys doing? You know, because up until today, I had thought it would be okay. I had thought, okay, well, you know, I won't have to use the app any more than I currently do. I'll carry on listening in Downcast. I'll record in the app. It will all be okay. But if I can't carry on listening to my followed boos in Downcast, and if the user experience for listening to followed boos in the Audioboo app is so unusable, which it is, I don't know what my alternatives are anymore. I really don't. And I'm hugely frustrated because I am an audio content producer. And I want to be able to produce audio content, and I have loved Audioboo, and I have recommended it to so many people as the best way to start producing audio content. I know so many people who've used Audioboo as a springboard into podcasting, and it's just falling apart, and I'm really sad about that. And I don't know, you know, can we as a community just move somewhere else? Is there somewhere for us to move to? Or can we get Audioboo to listen to us and put some of the functionality back in that we really rely on? Because at the end of the day, if we, the community, are not listening, their whole proposition of the commercial content goes out the spout. It really does. So anyway, I'm feeling frustrated. I'm going to go and have a walk, I think. I've got to walk into town because John's car's got a flat tyre, so he's taken mine. I have to walk into town. It looks like it's about to rain, so that's not going to help my mood, is it? But anyway, if you do hear this Audioboo and you've got any thoughts as to what the community can and should do, I'd really appreciate some feedback in some way. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.